Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, Nijai Gaur Hari Bol.
Once a friend of mine, Maharaj, he asked me one question.
Yes.
And that was, said, why does Krishna, does Krishna need our love? First was his question. And why does Krishna need our love?
We are already, already within the boundary of Krishna. And nothing can have its existence
independent.
No independent existence is possible with anything.
Yes.
So we are within his connection. Then what connection with him we shall have?
Wonderful.
He is the Lord of love.
Yes.
Some connection. And what sort of connection? That the affection or automatic.
Beautiful.
Automatic.
Wonderful. Yes.
মায়া তো তুমি জানো সর্বং জগৎ ভক্তমূর্তি না, ভক্তমূর্তি না আর ভক্তমূর্তি না, টু টাইপস মর্তানি সর্বভূতান স্টিল নো চাহং নো নো তৎসবস্থিতম ইট ইজ মাই পিকিউলিয়ার মিস্টিক পজিশন দো আই এম এভরিহোয়ার দে ক্যান নট ফিল মি and also if I will, they can feel me.
I heard that...
Pushume Yogamaisharam, the peculiar mystic position, try to understand what am I, what is my position in the world. That is a very peculiar thing. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me.
Right.
Pashyami Yogam, that warning is there. Pashyami Yogam Aisharam. Please try to understand.
Navadvipa Prabhu.
Come alone.
It's my wife.
She has also come. Pashyami Yogam Aisharam. The peculiar position, the mystic position, what I have. My relation with the external world. Try to understand. After asanda
is
atanda. Gaur Hari Bol. Achinta Bhedabhed, Mahaprabhu's general remark. About this world. What is the position between oneness, unity and the diversity? And the one general law is this, achinta bheda, bhed adhvida. Something common, something different. And the line of demarcation is in my hand, so inconceivable to you. Simultaneous distinction and non-distinction with anything and everything. They are also in such position, I am also in such position with them. Simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. That is my peculiar position and others also by my will. My will is everything. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be fire, there was fire. Will, sankalpa. If we go to test the cause, otherwise it is eternal. One phase is eternal. And about this phase, this world of creation, this is to be applied. And sometimes it was so subtle that it would not be traceable. But by some very subtle power it began to evolve, evolution began. and so many things came out, just as a big tree coming from this seed. A small seed is producing a big tree, something like that. And again entering. Asatu ma sadhyamaya, tamasu ma jyotirkamaya. Non-existent, then again existent. Manu Samhita just began with this. Manu is sitting and some rishis approaching him, asking the question, please advise about our duties. Then Manu came out with this advice. What is dharma? You want to know. Vidyadbhi sevita sadbhi nityam adyesha ragibhi hridaye nabhanugyatu jo dharmastam nirodhata. Vidyadbhi sevita. What is accepted, what is served by the Vidyat means Vedavit, who has got, who is well versed in the Vedic knowledge. Ordinary knowledge has no place, because it is in the illusory illusory sphere, misunderstanding, misconception. So, any statement sprung up from this plane of misconception, that cannot be accepted as evidence, pramanam. So, Vedavit, who are well versed in the knowledge that is extended from above, which is free from misconception, who has got that knowledge, that revealed knowledge, which is coming, which is being extended from upper side, beyond the jurisdiction of this misunderstanding, that is the standard knowledge, Vidya, and what they accept and they practice, who is conversant with that Vedic knowledge, revealed truth. Vidyadvi sevita, sadvi, and sadhus. Sadhus, that is honest, innocent men that have got no aspiration here. They practice. Nityam adyesharagibhi. And what will be the sign, the nature of the sadhu, the definition? Adyesharaga, who has got neither any liking nor any disliking for this, for anything in this world. Who has been balanced, no prejudice, no prejudice either in the positive or in the negative side of any achievement of this world. So they are sadhu. Nityam adyesha rajit, aridayena bhanugyato. And also, the inner heart, heart will approve. You must have verification from the innermost feeling of your heart. That is dharma. That should be considered as the real conception of duty. Then he comes to āśijitaṁ tamo bhūtaṁ aprāgyātum adakkhanam apratakkam abhigyayaṁ pasuptam iva sarvatā. Suddenly jumped to the stage just before creation. Āśīdhidaṁ tamo bhūtaṁ. In the former preliminary stage, this world was like covered with darkness, dense darkness that was in existence past. Tamo bhūtaṁ, apragyātaṁ, And no knowledge about it was possible. Apragnatam alokkhanam, no sign one could read it from it that he will produce some opinion, pass some opinion. If we get some symptoms, then on the basis of that we can pass some opinion. This is this, this is that. But no symptom. Alakkhanam, aparatarkha. And so, no argument was possible. So all darkness, dense darkness, so argument is not possible whether this is this or that is that. No basis of any argument also, aparatarkha. This Vedanta, this Sankhya, the Patanjali, they will come with their logic. Theistic or atheistic logic, the logician has got no place at that time, no foundation. Aparatarkha, mabhigyam, and the scientist, they has got also not to continue or begin their experiment with this and that. Pushurupta niva sadvasa, only one example I may I give to you, that of a sound sleep. That is the type of a sound sleep, you may think it like that. In the beginning, the stage of the whole world as may be compared with the sound sleep. Prasuptamiva sadvata. All in deep slumber. Patasayam hud Bhagavan. Then from within, the light came, Bhagavan Maharaj. In this way he is beginning. Now commentators have raised Ulluk Bhatta. Ulluk Bhatta speaker is very...
Ulluk.
Kudluk.
Kudluk.
Oh. K. Kudluk Bhatta. He has written a comprehensive commentary to Manushya. And he mentions, he raises this question, raising and saying that all duties, according to him, the Brahmagyan, that is the highest dharma, a duty, to know about the supreme, about the highest, the biggest, that is the highest conception of our duty. In other words, it may be thought that we must know the whole and our relation with the whole. We must know the absolute. Absolute must be taken in diagnosis and thinking out what should be our duty, who am I, where am I, that also must be taken into consideration because we can have a real conception of our duty. Duty to whom? Duty to the next neighbor, that is not all. The duty must be extended to the highest quarter, in relation with the highest conception of things. So from the beginning is from here, from the beginning of the creation, in this way. So, the Krishna conception, dharma, in the question of duty, Krishna conception has to come. And that is the absolute form of duty. Absolute nature of duty must have relation with the absolute. Cannot but be. And the direct relationship with him, and so closer connection with him, that is very laudable and helpful and desirable also. And Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu from Bhagavatam gives us the conception of a family life with the Lord, the family life. This is the peculiar and extraordinary conception of religion, of Gaudiya Vaishnava, that we can live him with him as a family man. Family. Gehung Yusam is not a matter of understanding and meditation, nor we shall try to exact from him our nearest desirable things, the karmi, whatever I want, my whimsical mind, whatever it needs, we want the help of the Supreme to back that. That is karmakanda. I want something and I want the help of the Supreme in that search, in that quest, furnishing me with the object of my enjoyment, exploitation. I invite his goodwill, That is karma. And again, I want to know him. Where is he? What is he? What is his nature? All these things to know. That is jnana and yoga. They are satisfied with the distant vision. But the devotees, and especially the devotees of the Ramanuja type, that Madhyada Marga, want to worship, adore, through reverence, to the dignified position of the Lord of the whole infinite world, how can we hope to approach very closely to him? But Bhagavatam has shown another phase of our life, that there is possibility, that there is a plane, and if we can find out our own identification with that plane, our relationship with that plane, in that plane if we can move, then we can go straight towards his personal, towards his enjoying, towards his loving aspect, Raghumarga, the playing of love. If it is possible to dive deep, eliminating all our external encasement with the help of the innermost existence, you can dive deep and reach the plane and is that flowing, the flow of love. With the help of that, we can approach him in the particular service, and that is as if in the form of a family duty. Giving, taking freely, so freely it is to have him, it is possible. And the gopis, they strictly stick up to that. We are not jnanis that will be satisfied with abstract thinking of you, nor we are kormi that we are, when we are in danger, we shall pray for your help and you will come and rescue us. We are not of that type. Nothing but our this sort of prayer. We want Vrindavan, we want such paraphernalia, and we want you as our family master. And nothing less than that. we want to be satisfied.
Mm.
And be graceful to grant us that life. Grant life. Geham yusham apimana surya sadano. We may be very low, but you are so high. You are so great. You are so noble. We are lowest of the low, but you are noblest of the noble. So it may be possible. We are poorest of the poor. We are half civilized jungle class of men. But you can do anything and everything. Our anchoring is this, that we want to live with in a family manner. And nothing less than that can satisfy us. Gehum jushabhu vimana suryapno. Concrete transaction. Transaction of giving and taking. Very thick and thin way. So close contact. If it is possible. And the devotee, karmi bhaparitu harit priyataya bhakti jajur jnana stedbhag jnana vimukta bhakti parama primai kanishtha astato. And the primai kanishtha Uddhav, he says that asamahu charana renu yusamu hangsam. How to measure? How to measure? That this is the standard given by the Bhagavatam. How the nearness and dearness of the Lord is flowing, in what way? Step by step going up, the Uddhava stands as staircase. Krishna himself, he pronounces this sloka, from Brahma to Shiva, Sankarsan Sri, myself more than you, Uddhava. And that Uddhava says, I want to be, to have the feet dust of those temples. In this way, it can be measured by so many staircases. It is proved that where is that position? And Bhagavatam, we get it.